times train. So in this tale, he gets to come back after 7 dumb years, 6 feet under. He is invisible, of course, alone about the town, aloof, yet full of wonder at what remains and what's no longer. Meanwhile, he's just the same, and we are he, traveling in the ego-split hunger of having it two ways at once, set free to pity and self-pity, allowed time to grieve for time, and the long slide by which subtraction makes a place for us in line. This is the perfect setup, where the switch occurs not in his coming back, but in our infant longing that the world not change when what we mean is us, and now he's in, like so much damp, and finds his house arranged the same as always. Pathos here because he fits and doesn't. So grief's a minor art, now practiced room to room, as though a clause was what time was, without a start, more fold than tear, so no one going anywhere, only seeming to. Rails parallel, time's train. On the porch, his wife sings, brushing her hair, as in the yard leaves dance to the linear rain.